So I'm standing here with, what's your name?
Alicia.
Alicia, your name?
Eline. Satika.
Satika?
Satika.
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 Satika. So tell me, how was the building with the blocks? How did you like it?
I like good.
Good? What did you build?
Almost every day houses. Well, one time we built a huge house, and sometimes I built a rocket.
A rocket? Wow. And how big was the rocket?
Not so big.
What's your name?
Harif.
Oh, he's eating something. So I asked...
Saktish.
But you eat first, and then tell me, how did you like building?
Good.
Good? So what did you build?
Sometimes, same like me? Yeah.
Same like... What was your favorite structure, your favorite building? A rocket too? Wow.
Me also a rocket.
What about you?
House and the...
But was it a house on the ground or was it a house high up?
On the ground.
On the ground. So was it big? How big was it?
Small.
Small house, okay. Who can live in the house? Okay, let's... Boys, do you want to tell me what you build it?
Rocket.
Huh?
Big rocket.
Also rocket.
Big rocket.
A big rocket. How big was it? Was it so big like a roof?
So big.
Really? Wow. And was it... Could it also fly? Yeah? It could... Oh, la 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 la. And was there other things you built with the wood? Also something higher?
Yeah.
Yeah? You are in the same group. What is your group called?
Blue.
Ah, ooh la la, the blue group. So what about you? Tell me, what did you build? Also rocket? I'm here in the rocket group, I see, oh la la. But I saw also that besides houses and rockets, there were some animals made. Did you also make some animals? No. Thank you, guys. Hello, so what's your name?
Seher.
Seher? Oh, where are you from originally? Are you... Orville, okay. And so you were building with the blocks for a really long time. What kind of things did you build? What's this? And I will take a picture afterwards, then we show everybody what you were building. So what is this?
It's a house.
It's a house, uh-huh. So explain me, where's the entry? Because you have now two doors. Is it? And here also have, is this the garden then in this direction? Yeah? Aha, that's nice. So how did you like building with the blocks? Was it fun?
Yeah.
Yeah? And in which group are you in? I heard there are different groups. Which color are you in?
We're not in this class.
Ah, you're not in this class. Ah, okay.
I'm in the other school.
Are you in the other school? So you came just for building?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I went
to the other school. Ah, okay, okay. A more good school. Then have fun building. I'm going to the boys. Hi, can I ask you something? What? What's your name?
My name is Duhan.
Duhan?
Zoha.
Zoha, okay. And tell me about it. How did you like building with the blocks? And what are you making here?
I'm making a little place.
A little place?
I don't know what it is yet.
What? So you say in the end, or you tell me in the end what it will be?
I'll just tell you in the end.
Okay. So what was your favorite thing you built?
My favorite thing that I built is this. And when I was young, I used to build a big dragon like this.
A big dragon? The whole room?
The whole room of dragon.
When you were young. Yeah. How old were you when you were young?
Oh. Hello. Now you can move over to...
Yes, I move over. Okay, I move over. That was quite... Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Yes. What's your name?
Lilu.
Ilu? Lilu. Lilu. So, Lilu, what are you making? Oh, it's a stable?
No, it's a farm.
It's a farm. Oh, you also have your little animals. That's amazing. Yeah. So, did you also build with the blocks animals?
When I was here, I used to build zombie stuff like princess, castle. And to me, but I'm in transition, but I still love the school, and when I'm going to be big, I'm going to be a teacher.
Ah, you'll be a teacher? Oh, you already know. That's nice.
Yeah.
So what inspired you to be a teacher here?
Because I saw my teacher, like, we had fun stuff in transition, so I, like, liked my teacher, so that's why I wanted to become a teacher.
Okay, thank you. That's nice. You will be a great teacher, I'm sure. Okay, have fun building.
Thanks.
Antioch University in America. She has been visiting us for now more than 20 years and has been a mentor for almost all the teachers in Oroville. And when the first time she came, she brought a lot of ideas which were transmitted either through books or through workshops. And one of the ideas was these wooden blocks. I think it was just the book that you brought. I don't know if there was a workshop or anything.
No,
it was just the book.
We didn't have any blocks.
Right, we didn't have any blocks at that time. So this book got circulated, and it has taken this amount of time to this whole idea to mature. So I would like to invite Heidi. Heidi, please come and just say a few words. And Miriam, who invited Heidi in the very first instance to Oroville, could you?
And do this?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Heidi, for helping us with this project.
Well, thank you all. Thank you all very much. It's really interesting that we can trace the beginnings, isn't it? We can trace the beginnings. Actually, we have to go to Jean and Gordon, first then, who had been in Oroville in the early 70s, and who introduced me to Miriam, who invited me to come to Oroville, and that's the city, I guess. It is true that when I got here, there were a variety of schools. I was invited, I think, to work with some of the teachers in transition who were a little suspicious of this person who was coming in from the outside and didn't know anything about Oroville, and what was she going to say to them, and did I have any understanding of what Clear Oroville really wanted for education or mother. And I think gradually I broke down some of that reserve. But I was actually most heartily welcomed by the Tamil teachers. And that's surprising because I didn't speak any Tamil and they barely spoke any English. But they were very happy to have any kind of attention or opportunity to learn from somebody else. And so I felt really warmly welcomed. I had absolutely no intention of ever coming to India or to Oroville, ever coming back again. And this is 20 years later. And I remember somebody saying to me, I think it might have been you, Sanjeev, who said, no, it wasn't you, it was Joy. Joy said, well, what do you think of Oroville? And I said, oh, I fell in love. And that's about what it's been like ever since. It's that that song, when you end up in a place just right, you're in the valley of love and delight. And that is what it has been like for me, largely, all these 20 years. I had no intention of talking about myself, and I'm going to stop doing that right now. Do you want me to say something about the book?
If you like, yeah, whatever.
All right, this is my chance. Right. Okay. Well, I have to leave that and go to this beautiful object.
This you are going to release afterwards.
Back to the flowers again. Really, we should have rehearsed this. Maybe we shouldn't have. Anyway. One of the pleasures has been introducing into Oroville ideas that I have, concepts I've had experience with in the United States and practices. And one of the wonderful things about working in Oroville is that some really good things which used to happen in American schools aren't happening there, but are happening here. So more and more American schools are becoming standardized and more authoritarian and more test-concentrated as Oroville schools become more and more confident and mature and able to realize their own philosophy, which adds, of course, to the pleasure of being here. Locks is one of the things that I always loved when I saw them in kindergartens, and I actually saw them in a school in which they were the main curriculum, part of the main curriculum all the way up to the 8th grade. And this is a city and country school in New York City, which was started in the 30s under the tutelage, I would say, of John Dewey. And the woman who was in charge of school took me around from classroom to classroom, and she took me into, it was an old building in the middle of New York City, and she took me into a room which was long and thin. And she said, the curriculum for the 7-year-olds is Manhattan. So we go to all different kinds of places in Manhattan and look at what's being done there, try to understand how a bank works or a grocery store or a hospital, and then we come back and build it. And she said, you know, Manhattan is long and thin and there are a lot of people in a small space, so just like Manhattan, they have to build up. I had this image of this classroom filled with buildings that go up, apartment buildings, you know, skyscrapers, all the kinds of things that you see when you see pictures of New York City or Manhattan specifically. So I thought, oh, this is a wonderful material. It's a natural material. It's easily replicated. You could make it here. It doesn't have to be imported. You just have to have exactly the right dimensions. And so I gave those dimensions to people, and when I came back the next year, there were blocks. There were blocks in 2 or 3 different schools, and now there are blocks in every school. So I said, they aren't being used up in the grades in the same way that they were being used at the city and country school, but they are being used in very interesting and productive ways, as you can see. So, is that enough?
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Heidi. I invite Odile. Shanti, will you do the honors for Odile? The author of this work. Shanti is her assistant.
Oh, my colleague. Yeah.
Your colleague.
I will not be long. I just say that I enjoy very much working with children. And when they build with blocks, I'm always amazed of their capacities, creativity. And their buildings were so wonderful that I took a lot of photos to start with. Then Sanjeev told me, we need to do a research project on the blocks. Would you like to do it? And I said yes, but I didn't know what it will be. Now I know. And it took me 6 years to have this done. So. Yeah, it's wonderful to see how the children develop building with blocks. And that helped me a lot also to observe. Before, I was not a good observer, but slowly and slowly, I get better. And I hope you will enjoy the result of this observation. There is mostly photos. The text is not so important. We'll see. But I hope you will enjoy it.
Christine from Oroville Press. A lot of work has been done by the Oroville Press. Special mention has to go to them.
Yes.
And Christine, you have been working on this book for a long time. I mean, if you want to say a few words, that would be nice.
Just a few words. It was a very happy experience because, as in the best cases in Oroville, it was collaboration and cooperation. First with Sanjeev, of course, Sayer. Then with Giorgio, his enthusiasm. Then with Olivier, his scientific mind. Then with Jaya, my colleague. So all this was very harmonious, I would say. On top of it, Odile did not put pressure for time, which is sometimes something which is difficult to bear, because then you feel you will make mistakes. But all this, of course, it would have been nothing if there was not this work of Odile, which is very serious, very meticulous. She knew exactly what she wanted. So she says the text is not important, but I think the text is very important.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sanjeev.
Giorgio, thank you for the photograph.
Correction of the text. It was a lot of work because it is not my first language, English, so she had a lot of work to do. And Claire, my colleague Claire, I don't see her. She did the drawing of the blocks that you will find in the book. So I want to say something also.
Heidi? Where's Heidi?
Right here.
Ah, there you are. This is the book.
Oh, if you can more than one.
Release this and introduce it to people.
Well, actually, you can't have this one.
No?
I have to have one that I can look at.
No, you have to open this.
Just
the release of the book needs to open this.
There is a surprise.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you get the prepared speech. I've been thinking about these words that Sanjeev uses when he talks about this event. He talks about launching the book, and he talks about releasing the book. And I thought about launching, and I thought about releasing. And when I think of launching, I think of putting a boat into the water. That's what launch means for me. I have a small wooden boat. It's kind of heavy. When I pull it up on land, you know, you have to struggle to get it up on the land. When I launch it, I have to push it in. I like to get help if I can. But when the boat begins to get into the water, you can feel it start to lift a little. And then pretty soon you aren't pushing at all. The water is just carrying it and taking it away. And at that point, it seems very light, and it's on its own. It sort of goes off. You don't know where it's going. It's going somewhere. It could go to wonderful spots. It could go to other kinds of spots, I guess. You have a sense of it's gone. And when I think of release, I think of what happens when a bird gets caught inside my barn. Then I have to, the bird gets confused, it doesn't know how to get out, it's flying all around inside. I have to catch the bird, and then, which is a scary thing to do because you don't want to hurt it, I have to catch the bird and hold it like this and get up to the door. And then there's this absolutely wonderful moment. And I stop because what it feels like when you open your hands and the bird flies off. It's just this beautiful, beautiful moment. And so I thought, let's do this. Let's try launching this book. Let's try releasing this book. Let's send it out on the waters or through the air to see where it will end up. easier to see inside. It just gets better and better. This book is about the work that Odile and the teachers in the kindergarten did collaboratively, on understanding what children were doing when they were playing with blocks. They had a question, a research question. All research needs a question sometime to start with. The question is, what were children learning? What are children learning when they play with blocks? And then Odile watched these children, began to think about that, started taking pictures, which is a wonderful way to document it and go back and look at it again, and began to see patterns in what the children were doing. And pretty soon, there were pictures about two-year-olds, and pictures about four-year-olds, and pictures about five-year-olds, and the buildings were different. And there were pictures of girls' buildings, and pictures of boys' buildings, and sometimes they were different, and sometimes they weren't. And there were pictures of individual buildings, and there were pictures of collective buildings. And it became more and more interesting. How are these buildings different? How are they different when children are three than when they're five? And how are they different when they do them by themselves and when they do them together in a group? So what you have here is actually a book on child development. It tells you something about how children change and learn and think as they grow older. We have this tendency to think that children think like us. Not so. Definitely not so. And in fact, three-year-olds don't think like six-year-olds. And this book is, for that purpose, a wonderful illustration of how that changes. It's also, of course, a book about the different kinds of things you can do with blocks and children. And thirdly, it's a book about teachers who watch. It's a book about observation. It's a book about thinking about teaching by watching what happens with the children. And then it becomes a research book. In fact, a beautiful example of action research. A group of people doing research into their own practice to see what's actually happening. So this book, when we release it into the world, is going to be used by some teachers to change their classrooms. They're going to say, oh, you know, maybe we have some blocks back there in the closet. Maybe we should get them out and see what the children will do with them. Or they're going to say, well, I guess let them play with the blocks, but maybe we should go and watch what they're going to do, see whether I have some ideas about that. So it's going to work in that respect. But it's also going to work for the people who want to think about how children think. And you have some concrete examples, some pictures, of how three-year-olds are different from six-year-olds. And finally, it's a book about how teachers think and get better at teaching. My topic. So it's an example for teachers, an inspiration for teachers, I think, of how they can look at their own work, whatever it is, and learn from the children in order to make their own teaching go and understand it better. So, I won't show it properly. In effect, that's it. It goes out, we don't know where it lands, we don't know where it settles in, we don't know what effect it has, but we know it will have something. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We are, this book, unfortunately, is a little expensive. It has a lot of color photographs and all that. But today it is being offered at cost price, which is 520. Jaya from the Oroville Press will be here with a paper, those who would like to take a copy at the cost price. That is today. After that, it will be available in the visitor center at the Oroville Press at a price of, I think, about 699 is what they have worked out. You're also, there are some refreshments, there's some juice, tea, biscuits, and in our blocks room, we invite all of you to have a go at it. Please make something with these blocks, play with them. Huh? All right. And it's not just the kids, we are also inviting the adults to.
So your next book is on
how. Thank you for coming. It's nice to see all of you here. Happy occasion for us.